The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On a certain Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue, and he taught there. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath day, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. He realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose up and he stood there. And then Jesus said to him, I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than do evil, to save life rather than destroy it? And looking around at them, he then said to him, stretch out your hand. He did so, and his hand was restored. And they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. On this Labor Day, we're coming to the end of the summer, and traditionally it has been a time for families to gather, and school will begin right after Labor Day. But everything has changed this year, but certain things have not changed. Interestingly, in this gospel reading today, it's the man's right hand which is withered. Now, that may appear incidental to us, but it was very important in the time of Jesus. In the Semitic culture, the right hand was your clean hand. Your left hand was used for hygiene purposes. Therefore, your right hand was the hand with which you greeted people and you bonded with people. All of your interaction with the community took place somehow involving your right hand. And therefore, when his right hand was withered, he was separated from the community in a very defined way. Therefore, curing him is not just his hand, it's restoring him to a normal lifestyle, to belong to a community. Now, early today, I was reading a story from The Guardian, a newspaper in England, about this young man named Eric Dallin. Eric Dallin is 31 years old, and he's got 2 weeks to live. He has been struggling with cancer for the last 2 years. And he gives some advice, his last words, so to speak. He says things like, "Don't ever regret growing old," he said. Growing old is a privilege. He's just 31 and he's dying. Among other things he says by way of his last testimony is, "Be vulnerable." He himself says he is vulnerable and therefore his sister takes care of him. And he says, "Be vulnerable, see that you are vulnerable. See that you need people, that people need one another. We're not independent, we're not in control. When we really look deep inside ourselves, we really need one another very badly. We're all vulnerable. We're all limited in many ways. And therefore, especially on this weekend, when we celebrate with families or friends or people like that, be conscious of the fact that we should be grateful. Grateful for the blessing of family. Grateful for the sacrifices people make for us. In some ways, we all need to be restored. Restored to a community. And restored through gratitude, through forgiveness. When we find ourselves vulnerable, as Eliot Dallin tells us, it's very important to be conscious of that. When we find ourselves that way, We are grateful to people. We appreciate the blessing of family. We express our gratitude as he does. Keep that in mind here. While this man in the synagogue is restored to the community through the healing of Jesus, that's the way in which Jesus observes the Sabbath. It's not the legalism of the Pharisees. It's the touch of healing. It's the caring. It's the awareness of the needs of another person. That's what makes the day holy. We might keep that in mind today. How to make this day holy? By becoming conscious of the fact that we are all vulnerable and in need of healing, and we all need one another. Let us pause now for a moment of prayer.